In the news this month, ESA's Venus Express spacecraft reaches its final orbit. The joint ESA-NASA Solar and Heliospheric Observatory mission is extended to 2009. Site chosen for construction of the new Large Synoptic Survey Telescope. And Comet 73P continues its journey around the Sun. Launched on the 9th of November 2005, Venus Express achieved its final operational orbit on the 7th of May. The probe arrived at the planet in April after a five-month journey and went into an elliptical orbit ranging from 330,000 kilometres down to just 400 kilometres above the surface at its closest. A series of burns carried out by both the craft's main engines and its manoeuvring thrusters during April and May, overseen by machine controllers at ESA's Space Operations Centre at Darmstadt in Germany, gradually nudged Venus Express into its final orbit, an ellipse which takes it between 250 kilometres and 66,000 kilometres above the planet. This final orbit takes the probe over both poles, with the pericentre, the point in the orbit at which the craft is closest to the planet, very close to Venus's north pole. The orbit takes 24 hours to complete and allows the spacecraft to make detailed high-resolution observations near the North Pole and to map the less well-known South Polar region for longer periods but with slightly less detail. Since achieving orbit, the craft has been in the commissioning phase where each instrument has been checked and tested by engineers on the Earth. If everything checks out, the science phase of the mission is due to begin on the 4th of June, when Venus Express will begin studying the surface, atmosphere, and the planet's interaction with the solar wind. In May, new funding was announced which will enable SOHO, the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, a joint ESA-NASA mission, to continue operating for an extra 2 years beyond its intended lifetime. Launched in December 1995, SOHO has been monitoring the activity of our nearest star for over 10 years. The spacecraft carries on board a collection of instruments designed to monitor the solar surface, both for sunspots and to map the magnetic field and the sun's outer atmosphere. Two of the instruments on board use a small disc to block out light from the disc of the sun itself, allowing them to detect the much more tenuous outer atmosphere where dramatic solar flares and prominences can be seen regularly. The craft was intended to operate for 11 years, the length of one sunspot cycle, and was due to cease operations in April 2007. This new funding will allow SOHO to continue to operate in conjunction with the new solar monitoring craft launching over the next 2 years. Japan's Solar Beam mission, ESA's Proba 2 technology demonstrator, and NASA's STEREO mission later in 2006, and the Solar Dynamics Orbiter in 2008. Also this month, the site was chosen for the proposed Large Synoptic Survey Telescope, an 8.4-metre diameter telescope designed to be capable of surveying the entire sky every 3 nights. This telescope will enable measurements of events which occur on very short timescales and will allow astronomers to detect and follow so-called optical transient events, such as supernovae explosions. The observations made by this telescope will provide time-lapse digital imaging of faint objects across the sky through the use of a sensitive CCD camera, which will be capable of taking an image every 15 seconds and collecting 15 terabytes of data each night. This data will be used to look for asteroids, monitor transient events, search for objects in the outer solar system, and, by surveying the entire sky, help astronomers investigating the nature of dark matter and dark energy. The site chosen for the telescope is a mountain peak in northern Chile, selected after a comparison of the atmospheric seeing, a measure of how much an image fluctuates due to atmospheric turbulence, at a number of sites around the world. The decision was made after a comparison of the seeing, the number of clear nights per year, and the overall yearly weather patterns. The site chosen for the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope already hosts several other optical telescopes, including the 8-metre Gemini South. During May, Comet 73P, or Swashman-Vockman 3, continued to disintegrate as it passed by the Earth on its way around the Sun. There are now known to be over 40 fragments to this comet, the brightest of which were visible to Northern Hemisphere observers earlier in the month. Despite the comments of some people that one of the fragments was going to crash into the Atlantic Ocean on the 25th of May, causing a devastating tsunami, the closest fragment passed the Earth without incident at a distance of more than 11 million kilometres on the 12th of May, as predicted. There is, however, a possibility of meteors associated with this comet, occurring in early June 2006, due to previous orbits of the comet. Any meteors due to this comet will be seen to the right of the kite-shaped constellation of Bootes. More information on the possibility of seeing meteors, and where to send reports, can be found on the website of the Meteor section of the Society for Popular Astronomy. A link can be found on the Jodcast website. And finally, for anyone near to Jodrell Bank, there will be a guided walk around the Arboretum on the 14th of June. The tour will start at 11:30 a.m. and will be led by the Arboretum curator, who will describe the wide variety of the Arboretum's collection.